KTSB FM in Santa Barbara, where we bring the best music to you. Be sure to check out Radio Chicano programming as often as you can. Vital information transmitted over the airwaves through your music box. It's 1136 right here in Santa Barbara, and I'd like to form La Raza, gente, everybody, that Tierra is coming to Santa Barbara for Cinco de Mayo, the 6th annual Cinco de Mayo concert here at UCSB, along with Bobby Rodriguez, who is the trumpet player for the Brothers Johnson's band. Earlier this evening, Lydia Beltran had a short little interview with Bobby Navarrete, the electric pachuco de Tierra, and he graciously called back and is on the line with us right now. We're going to rap to him and see what's happening. What's happening, Bobby?
Andale pues, aquí no más.
Órale. ¿Qué pasa, man? How you doing?
Party on a Friday. Pretty hard. Party over here, party over there.
Tierra is coming to Santa Barbara once again. What do you have in store for us?
Well, first of all, we got another pachuco. And we'll let you figure out which one it is because, first of all, I think you know that I come up and do my act, but we have another one that comes on stage.
Uh-huh.
It's sort of a surprise now. We'll let you all try to figure out which one of the band is putting a zoot suit on now.
A new pachuco, huh? Is that something new you incorporated into the Tierra?
We sort of are working on that zoot suit concept with another member, and he looked real good in it, so he said, okay, why don't you come up and you'll sort of greet me, and I'll greet you. And I'll show you how it's done and that type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And besides that, we've also added some dancers. We've added about 4 new tunes from an upcoming album,
uh-huh,
which we hope will be released about June.
Mm-hmm. That sounds great. You're going on a mini tour around the United States or so, coming real soon?
Yes, they're working on a tour right now, I think a 32-city tour, which should start about the end of June.
Uh-huh.
It should be timed perfectly with the release of the album, so we'll head out right there and just start promoting that thing.
And one of those spots is Disney World you're going to?
Oh, yeah. Orlando, Florida is one stop. I've also heard it mentioned that we are going to go out with War.
Uh-huh.
Albuquerque, Phoenix, Tucson. That's in the Southwest. We're also going to Texas to do some headlining things there in Houston and Dallas and I believe San Antonio. And they also are talking about D.C., Miami, New York, Chicago. Chicago was, we went there about 4 weeks ago and had a tremendous response from the Latino community out there.
There's a lot of Chicanos in
a lot of them. A lot of Mexican restaurants, a lot of carnitas.
Well, let's go, man. Let's take a ride.
That's what's happening, I'll tell you.
I know that, like, here in Southern California, in Arizona and Texas, you get a lot of audience response. How about, like, other places, like, where the majority of the audience is, let's say, not Latino? Let's say, like, when you cross over to the pop and the soul, do you get a lot of audience response from other audiences other than the Chicano community?
Claro que sí, Frank. Matter of fact, I can remember Birmingham, Alabama, being one spot that they didn't quite know who Tierra was. They thought we were black.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're together, and when they saw us, they were really surprised, and we got such a good response from them. And we go all the way to Birmingham, Alabama, and basically the audience there was all black because
uh-huh.
They had they had groups like Confunction and what's this group, Slave, and another group, the Barcades.
Headlining, huh?
That's right, and we were like right there, right? We got a good spot. We got about half an hour, and we were able to get our show across to the people, and going to Buffalo, New York was another experience because that was sort of a mixed audience, Italian, black, and they received us really well.
Great, great.
Matter of fact, it's a funny thing that in Buffalo, they don't refer to, of course, they don't know what zoot suiters are.
Uh-huh.
So when these people saw me, they thought they called me the gigolo. They said, I like the way you came out as a gigolo.
The gigolo, huh?
for the pachuco, the zoot suiter.
Man for rent, huh? Man for hire.
But we're heading out and going to promote the hell out of this album and get the word out that Boardwalk is doing something for us.
What can we expect from Tierra in the new future, in the near future?
Well, you can expect, first of all, a dynamite ballad called Are We in Love? And this also features the newest addition to the band,
uh-huh,
Mikey Menace, who formerly with the Nice and Easy Band joined us about the street scene.
Mm-hmm.
Street scene last year in Los Angeles and has remained a permanent fixture.
That sounds great. Another
feature, sort of a duet thing between Steve Salas and Mikey Mendez. And another one called High in the Magic of Your Love, which is a tune written by Rudy Salas,
uh-huh,
and sort of an up-tempo, I don't know, I kind of call it a dance cha-cha, whatever you
uh-huh
want to call it. But and a few rock things. We're getting into the rock thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that's where the feria seems to be, is when you cross over into that pop top 40 charts.
That's right. And if you notice today, everything is pop rock combined.
Right.
They're trying to get those hooks. But we've always had a rock feel. No matter what, you're going to hear the rock side of Tierra.
Mm-hmm.
You just can't deny that. And we have one thing called Bad City Boys, which we think is very hot. We did it at the Roxy and got a good response to the Roxy with it.
Your producer for this latest album, I hear he was formerly produced some records for Motown. Is that correct?
Yes, we have. We're bringing in a producer on a couple of songs. His name is Freddie Perren.
Mm-hmm.
He's from Motown, I believe. He's also produced hits like "If I Can't Have You" by Yvonne Elliman.
Mm-hmm.
He produced a lot of music from Saturday Night Fever. He produced
some Tavares.
Tavares. "Heaven Must Be Missing an Angel." I believe he co-wrote "Reunited" as well as produced it. And with somebody with that reputable, you know you're going to get some good emphasis on a hit.
For sure.
And we're working on some material right now in the studio. Matter of fact, there are some things. We just came out of the studio this week with him, and we're going back in about another couple of weeks.
One question that I always wanted to ask a successful artist as yourself, as a member of Tierra, you know, it seems that a lot of Chicanos nowadays are wrapped up into different things. You know, they're wrapped up in getting high, you know, getting drunk and getting strung out and everything. They're all dropping out from school. A lot of young ladies are getting pregnant and everything. What do you see? How does that really affect you as a role model? Because, you know, Tierra and the members have, let's say
we take drugs and we mess around with 16-year-old women or what?
No, I'm not saying anything. I'm trying to say, what kind of advice can you offer these young Chicanos and Chicanas and other people in general that are wrapped up in the dilemma of just breaking themselves apart, you know? I mean, you know, it's a shame when you see, you know, people all strung out and everything when they could be doing something better with their lives, especially a lot of young brothers and sisters that are, junior high school, and, you know, they don't know which direction they're going to take later on their life. What kind of advice can you give to these people?
Well, first of all, you have to learn to be an individual, and you have to learn to make your own decisions, and sometimes going with the crowd and being a square is going to have to be in sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't want to go against the crowd. You don't want to go against your little clique.
Right.
And somehow that pressure, peer pressure, gets to you, and you've got to do this, you've got to do that, to extreme sometimes. Now, I went through some of the trips that an adolescent will go through, but I know today it's very hard growing up. Technology, pressures, the economy, it's just so much uncertainty. But there has to be other means. Music is one way to channel your energies into a positive thing.
It's a universal message.
Athletics, dance, I could go on and on and on. It's just that if you choose the route of just becoming what you would call, you know, a party person.
Yeah.
And that's all you're ever going to do. You're just partying. Partying is fine. You know, you can work like a dog, you can party like a dog, and that's fine as long as you always work hard at what you're trying to achieve, and not just end up partying left and right.
I guess a lot of people just got to realize that you got to think about tomorrow. Think about your little child or whoever you're going to be supporting, you know, later on down the line.
Yeah, for the ladies who are experiencing the early pregnancy, well, there are certainly a lot of birth control methods available that are very unpopular, of course, with parents and with the church. But all in all, there are ways to avoid getting pregnant. You know,
yeah.
A woman can avoid it. If she really knows what the avenues are and the birth control methods, just like a guy could prevent it too.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, there's a lot of venereal disease and this and that that go around. And all in all, I tell you, it's very hard growing up right now, Frank. If I was in junior high school, I'd have just a hard time as a lot of the kids are going through right now.
Well, you know, when you're a man, you're a man. You know.
Let's not get sexist, because we'll have all kinds of calls from them.
We got another people calling on the other lines right now. I don't know if they want to ask you a few questions or not, but getting back to the group Tierra, it's been a long time since. How long have you been with the group?
Well, Frank, I've been with the group now. It'll be 5 years in June.
Mm-hmm.
And I came at a time when Tierra was regrouping, you might say. They had just finished two albums with two previous groups. were moderately successful but did not get the commercial airplay. And we set out, our goal was mainly more or less to get an album out.
Mm-hmm.
Finally succeeded in that City Nights album, breaking it. But I've been with them 5 years now.
Did you find it hard to get a record deal, even with an independent record company?
Oh, yes. We went to the big labels. We found out that wasn't our route. We found out that taking the independent route, even though the distribution wasn't as widespread,
right,
at least we knew that we could control the amount of distribution and key areas that we had to work in, which is why we started in East L.A.
Mm-hmm.
We started our campaign through the Pasta House, through Lowrider Magazine.
Big drive, a lot of gente out there.
When the label was Fiesta, and then it became ASI, which is our management company,
mm-hmm.
ASI, and then eventually became Boardwalk.
How did the deal with Boardwalk come about?
Boardwalk came about through, you might say, a series of reports that the president, Neil Bogart, had heard about.
Uh-huh.
Heard us on the Friday morning tip sheet, quarterback,
uh-huh.
which is like the Bible of the hit. Of hit records. If this guy doesn't pick a hit, I don't know who else can. His name is Cal Rudman.
Well, you better hook up with him.
You better, ain't he? Either he picked that song as being a very strong song, potential top 20, top 30 song. And when Neil heard this, he was very excited. He stepped in, and of course, it became Boardwalk Records.
Uh-huh.
And he was just overjoyed.
Do you happen to know how many sales you got on that City Nights album?
Well, you know what? I was asking the management recently, and I know that we've come close to gold status
uh-huh.
on a single, on Together. In terms of the album, I think we're under, I think mm-hmm. we're about 500,000 sure, but I'm not sure. I'm only speculating. But I know that Together as a single is very close to gold at this time.
Sounds great.
They haven't made it already.
For sure. That's nice to have in your hanging on your wall over here.
But I'll tell you, if you want to get a deal with a company, you have to hang in there, you have to keep writing, and you have to have somebody in there to help. It's always important to have a person inside, an inside person who knows what you have to go through and steps you can avoid, because it can be a very painstaking process. And you just got to stick together. You got to stay in there. Up and coming bands have to stick together and don't get frustrated. Keep working your wedding jobs. Keep working your club things. Going to happen if you push.
It's a struggle, but it's worth it in the end.
That's right.
You got anything special you want to say to la gente out there that's listening to you? The world's listening to you in Southern California, Bobby. Go ahead and lay it on to them about Tierra.
Santa Barbara is the place to live. I want to live there.
Would you want to live here?
I want to live there. People might laugh at that, but it's just so beautiful there.
Yeah.
That's why it's always special for us to go back to UC Santa Barbara and any location in Santa Barbara. Last time we were there, we were at the Libretto Theater. I think it was like the official last night of the Libretto. They were knocking it down or something.
No, I don't think so.
But I guess they figured we'd be the band to go in there.
Uh-huh.
Last time we were...
How bring the house down, huh?
Of course, I can't forget the concert at UC Santa Barbara with the Escovedo familia.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Which put a hell of a show on it. And, of course, we did a good show that night. But all the guys are looking forward to being back in Santa Barbara. And we'd like to say at this time, everybody, from Malibu to Pismo Beach, come on down. Cinco de Mayo, Campbell Hall, you know where it's at. UC Santa Barbara.
It's going to be the show for Cinco de Mayo.
A Tierra show that you've never seen before.
Let me ask you a question, Bobby. This electric pachuco, what is that? I kind of have a little hint in the back of my mind what it could be, but...
That's my blackazo. I go on stage as the electric pachuco.
Is that anything like the electric cowboy?
You might say... I just, not as many lights, but lights that have been strung up on my zoot suit. And, well, I don't want to give it away. You have to see it. You have to come out on Cinco de Mayo to check out my Lucis.
Your Lucis.
They're really going to light up the place.
You know, I read one time in a Lowrider magazine that since you danced around the stage and everything, have you ever got into a situation where, like, people have rushed you on stage? Or, like...
Oh, yeah. I almost got yanked off Matter of fact, going back to Birmingham, people were getting so close, they let them come up festival type seating that
uh-huh.
I yanked off of my chain. It also happened almost in Salinas when we did a concert at War. I got a little too close, and I almost got pulled in. Fished in, literally. It's a little hairy out there on the street.
Great.
It all adds to the excitement, though. It's we were in Stockton last week.
Mm-hmm.
And well, a hell of a crowd came out to see us at the Civic Auditorium, and I had to be very careful how I walked out front because it almost happened there again.
Do you tend to go off the stage and into the crowd anymore? Do you tend to do that?
Oh, I don't do that too much because of the reaction. Just if I had enough security and I could...
We end up streaking through the audience,
me, you know?
Huh? Holy, what a great, it's great. Great interview here.
You know, if anybody would like to see Tierra a little before the 5th, to catch the sight of us outside, we're going to be outdoors at UC Berkeley for the big Cinco de Mayo Salsa Festival.
That's that's April 30th or May 1st?
That's May 1st and 2nd, and that's going to be at the campus of UC Berkeley in the Greek, which is like a Greek amphitheater outside. And last year they had 10,000 people, and it was amazing. Tierra, Ruben Blades, Willie Colon were there last year. This year we'll be there with Hector Lavoe, Celia Cruz, Gato Barbieri. The list goes on. Luis Perico Ortiz.
It's going to be...
And I think Willie and Ruben are coming back too.
It's going to be great.
So that's going to be tremendous. Of course, we're doing a show on the 30th. I'm out to throw my plugs. April 30th at the Convention Center with War and El Chicano and Jorge Santana and Ray Camacho. And that'll be at the LA Convention Center April 30th. So come out the whole weekend and party with us, and then we'll see you in Santa Barbara.
That sounds great. All right, Bobby, I want to thank you from deep down inside my pockets and all the way from
Radio
the bottom.
Radio Chicano is happening in Santa Barbara. Support it, people.
Right on. All right, Bobby, stay on the line. We're going to wrap to you a little more. Thank you. Again, like to say gracias.
Igualmente.
Bobby Navarrete, the Electric Pachuco.
I need it.